California and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Miss Kim Lee of SoundCloud.com in Pensacola, Florida. And in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of luckymojo.com in Forestville, California, and Conjament Ali of ConjamentAli.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we will be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, Lucianos of Lucianos.com in Baltimore, Maryland. Together, they will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-hosts, Miss Kat and Conjament Ali. Miss Kat?
Hi. Thank you, Miss Tammy Lee. Well, we have a little announcement to make. All of those listening to this show, now or in the future, we have started a new Facebook group, and it is called Hoodoo Root Work Course Alumni. And you can find it at facebook.com/groups/hrcc.grads. And this is a Facebook group that is public. In other words, the public can read it, but it is for posts by people who have graduated from my Hoodoo Root Work Correspondence course or who have taken part or all of my apprenticeship. So it is to be used by any of us to announce what radio shows we're on, what events we have forthcoming, what courses we'll be teaching, what books we're doing, who we're going to be visiting, how we feel today. And we just started this thing yesterday, and we already have 98 members, which is a considerable amount. We're between a fourth and a third of all the people who've ever taken the course have already signed up for this Facebook group. So if you have not signed up, you have to go over there and ask to be added, and then you can be. So just wanted to announce that first thing off the bat, okay? Something special, Hoodoo Root Work Course Alumni Facebook group. All righty. Having said that, hello, Conjurement Ali.
Hello. Very exciting news. More Facebook stuff. I always admire you and Nagashiva's social networking skills.
Well, you could be part of it.
No, I'm dreadful at social networking. A blog is as far as I go.
Well, I know, but it's a good outlet. I know that not everyone uses Facebook, and some people think it's just a big waste of time. But there really is a lot of community to be had in a group like this. For instance,
there is.
In this particular thing here, we've been on in this Facebook group for a day. We have almost 100 people, and they're telling us all about what they're doing. They're giving their contact resources. There's a whole file just of website URLs. Melanie is talking about how cool she's doing with Hoodoo Psychics. People are posting about what their Twitter handles are, how to contact them. I posted about the apprenticeship week we just completed. We had 10 attendees of this apprenticeship, of whom 5 completed the apprenticeship. And
oh, wonderful.
Kudos to all of them. And so this is all going on. Mm-hmm. AIMS Ames posted and said he wants to join AIR, but he thought he had to wait for 2 years after he graduated. And I was able to inform him, no, it's you just have to have 2 years of experience before you can apply to AIR. So this group has proved its value about three times over in less than 24 hours. So there you go.
The beauties of things like Facebook and social networking is that you get to connect with people. I mean, a few years back, 10 years back or so, you didn't have that same ability, and the internet was around, but communication, that type of connection was a little bit more difficult, and then 50 years back, even worse. But now you're able to connect with people all over the world, and you create these wonderful groups. So that's very exciting, very happy to hear about that.
It is, and it's people are staying in touch with one another. And, you know, I've been teaching this course now for 10 years. I started in 2003. And I've, had over 1,800 students have taken the course, about 360-some actually have graduated. The rest of you ought to turn in your assignments and graduate. And of those, you know, we stay in touch with a few people, but some people just sort of go off and we don't hear from them again. But some of the people who graduated 10 years ago or 9 years ago have never met the newer graduates. And newer graduates doesn't necessarily mean newer to root work. They just took the course more recently. Some of them are newbies who just the course was their first big exposure. But some of them are people who've been doing this kind of work for a long time. And so we have an international community here. And it's nice to have a place where we can all get together and post. Making our posts public to the rest of Facebook is highly valuable because anybody can use it to advertise their webinars, their new shows, anything that they're doing. And that is really valuable because many of us are professionals and we do earn our keep and our living by doing this work. So there it is, Hoodoo Root Work Course Alumni Facebook. Now, speaking of Facebook, we have a guest on today who's also notorious for not using Facebook.
This is
welcome.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, well, I want to welcome Lukianos, our Baltimore conjure doctor. Hi, Lukianos.
Hi, Ms. Kaz. It's great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, and we're going to get you on Facebook one of these days.
Yes, sir.
And you know what I'm going to tell Nagashiva? See, right now I can tell him this. Nagashiva, go on over to that group and announce the URL because I just posted that it was up, but you know that we're on the AIR, but I didn't put the whole thing through. Could you do that? Thanks. All right, Lukianos.
Can I correct something? Lukianos
yes.
does have a Facebook page, and depending on which thing you mentioned, I did put up items in the chat about the HRCC grads.
No, I meant put up in the HRCC grads the link to this show.
The show? Oh, thank you, I will.
Yeah, because you put that link up everywhere.
I'll put it up again, sure.
Thanks. What a good honey. Thank you. Yeah, I know, Lukianos, I know you have a Facebook page. You just don't use Facebook much. And I'm not like the big, like Facebook is everything. I'm just saying this is one way that we stay in touch with our community. It's important not to hide your light under a bushel.
That's very true.
That's true.
There's that feeling of modesty, you know, like if I'm really good, they should just find me. I could be down at the end of a dirt road and they should beat a path to my door. I have a little of that, you know, but I also have a lot of, hey, you know, might as well put a sign at the end of the road saying, go this way. Here I am.
Nothing wrong with putting up signs.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got two anti-Facebook people here, and I'm trying to convince them both while I'm telling everybody how great it is.
That's too funny.
Well, yeah. All righty. So, we're going to be having our panel discussion like we always do, and I've been told that the subject this time is to be love spells, because it's coming up on Valentine's Day, and pretty much every year that's our excuse to talk about love spells. So, Lukianos, you're our guest, so how about you lead it off? What is your favorite? Just give us a love spell. Talk about the theory of love spells, if you would.
Well, I mean, for me, I think it's really important for people to know what it is that they're looking for. I mean, you do need to do the foundation, you know, might do some cleansing baths, some spiritual cleansing to get some clarity. Because clarity and maybe a little bit of wisdom, I think, are highly underrated. And I really think that, you know, putting some of that in at the beginning could save someone a lot of trouble. But let's say that you've done your clarity. Let's say, you know, maybe you've made a list and maybe that list makes sense, maybe it doesn't, but we'll leave that aside. You've at least thought about what it is that you're looking for and maybe even a little bit of why. At that point, you then have a couple of options. Some people are going to target somebody and do work to get that someone. Other people are going to leave it open-ended saying, okay, spirit, okay, God, whatever forces they may be working with, this is the type of person, this is the type of relationship that I want in my life, and then do work to attract that in. Now, I'm not going to say which way is better. I think people are going to gravitate, you know, depending on their personality and depending on their experiences in life in terms of which way they prefer to go. But I would suggest that sometimes it's good to leave a little bit of opening for something better than what we can currently imagine. And that's why, you know, if someone has their heart set on a target, I'm not going to tell them that's wrong. But I am going to say that it's sometimes good to leave yourself open because, you know, ultimately, sometimes the universe delivers something you didn't even know you were looking for. And I would also suggest this often happens in the area of love.
Well, you know, I'm going to say something here, too, because a lot of what I deal with love, I'm always dealing with these people who they're trying to pick up the pieces of something that's already broken and shattered beyond repair.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, as a root worker, it's hard. And clarity, which you mentioned first, clarity and insight is sometimes what's needed even before love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even when looking for new love, clarity and insight need to be found. I mean, unless you're looking for, you know, a one-night stand or something, if you're really looking for love, you need to have a little bit of a handle on what you're doing. I find that in my experience, most of the best new love work that I know is done with lodestones. I've used lodestones for decades, and I recommend lodestones continually for new love spells.
They're great for reconciliation work. I really like. I mean, I could not recommend lodestone work because a lot of people, you know, new love. Absolutely agree. There's a real beautiful quality to lodestones work, but if you include the right elements of healing into your lodestone work, drawing two lodestones together as they're surrounded with violet leaves and balms of Gilead, it can really restore old love, because what it does is that the herbs work on healing the rift, right? They work on healing the wounds, but the lodestones work on rekindling that attraction, that magnetic quality that drew that person to you. Because reconciliation work, I always tell people this, is one part healing and one part seduction. You know, you have to, if you focus too much on the healing, all you get is friendship. You want to include that seductive element, that attraction element. And lodestones are great for that. So I agree with you 100% there, Kat.
The other thing that I like to use is baths. And failing a bath, at least a little dab of an oil or perfumed oil. I believe that one of the biggest problems that beset my clients when they're looking for love is that they don't leave their house. They just don't go out. And when they do, they really ought to take a bath. Okay, I'm not saying that because they're dirty. I'm saying they ought to take a bath to prepare themselves spiritually. It's like a kind of a ritual preparation. And so a good love bath, and there are many of them, rose petals, people will bathe with a little sugar or honey in the water, not too much now, just a little. Rose petals, catnip, juniper berries, all of those are good. Damiana is another good one. You can make a little love herbs mix. We sell love herbs mix at Lucky Mojo that's made with those kinds of things, mixed all it together. Put them in a little muslin bag, and just hang that from the tub faucet, you know, and let the hot water run through it. Or you can brew it up into a tea and then pour the tea into your bath, or you can pour it over yourself. Love baths are one of those things I don't think you necessarily have to do a pouring bath with, the way you might with an uncleansing or uncrossing or a cleansing bath. I kind of like to soak in it.
Soaking is great.
Yeah, think a little bit about it. But it's, you know, just to prepare yourself to go out. Prepare your clothes with a little bit of the same kind of love herbs or a little look-me-over bath crystals in the rinse water of the laundry. And then put on some good clothes that are a love drawing. Make sure you put something decorative and unusual on yourself. This is from the standpoint of just straight-up magical work. If you wear something just a little different, just a little unusual, I'm not saying dress all crazy and put a feather in your hair. I'm just saying put on something that will draw a little attention, just a little, and then dress that something with, you know, like let's say I put on a pretty necklace, or let's say I had on a scarf that was a little bit dramatic or something, you know, whatever it might be. Maybe I had rhinestones on my shoes. I don't know what it would be, but something, and I'd put a little bit, whatever it's going to be shiny or draw attention, I'm going to put a little bit of look me over on that so that they will look you over. Mm-hmm.
And from a psychological perspective, you know, that works wonderfully too, because if you feel sexy, if you feel attractive, you will be to the people around you. Because we pick up, people don't understand how much of our communication is actually unconscious and nonverbal. You know?
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy, you know, I studied psych for this very reason. I'm fascinated with the nonverbal communication. So if you're going out there and you're bundled up and you're wrapping yourself up in something comfy and you're kind of, huddled down and hunched over, that's not going to draw anyone to you. Do the love bath. You include not only these beautiful magical elements, but include dress up really nice. Go out. I've said it in the chat, and I'm going to repeat it on air. You're not going to find love on the couch. You know, if you do a love stone, you just wait. You expect for Prince Charming or you know, your ideal princess to just come knocking on your door. It's not going to happen. Get up and get out there. And we've talked a lot about the psychology. I want to actually give one of my favorite love spells, and this is something that's great for reconciliation work or drawing a new person to you. But it's meant to be, you can use it for an unknown person. It's meant to target someone specifically. And it's a trick that I've used before, and it works wonderfully. What you do is you write that person's name and cross it with yours three times or seven times or whatever, and you put this in a simple syrup mixture, and that's just water and sugar. But you're also going to add a little bit of cloves, star anise, cinnamon, and ginger or juniper, depending which flavor you like. It's just got to be made for your taste. And you're going to let it boil for a little bit, usually about 3 minutes, and make a simple syrup with this. And while you're doing this, you're going to pray. You're going to pray over the entire thing. And what this does is it really heats them up. It makes them come to you and be drawn to you. This is a great way to heat up love spells. As anyone who's listened to this radio show before knows that even though I'm an earth sign, I love working with elements of fire. I like an explosive punch to my spells. Well, this adds an explosive punch to, you know, love spells. Nothing too intense, but it really warms them to you. In reconciliation work, this can speed it up because you've literally got it on the heat. And so you're praying over this entire thing. The cinnamon is attracting them to you. The cloves is making them favorable to you. Star anise turns their thoughts towards you, and either ginger or juniper will make them desire you sexually. Once you've made that simple syrup, what you're going to do is you're going to strain it out, and then you're going to set up a plate, and you're going to put their name underneath that plate, your name, you know, personal concern, and you're going to put a pink candle right in the middle of that, dressed with, if it's a reconciliation case, reconciliation oil. If it's a person who you're drawing to you, come to me oil. And then you're going to, around it, you're going to put a ring of that simple syrup. Now, this is a modification, a very old spell. This is actually how the old sweetening spells often were used, where you put the sweetener around the sugar, and you're going to put it in a ring around that candle, and you're going to light your candle and pray over it, and you're going to do it for 7 days. And you want to put this somewhere high so you're not drawing ants or flies or anything like that. And you do it for 7 days. You burn that candle down, and then you bury all of that. You take the simple syrup, the wax remains, and the personal concern and name paper, and you bury that in your front yard. And what this does is it creates a heat in them. It makes them come to you, and then you use that candle work to keep the heat on the spell. It works really well, and I've done it before for clients, and usually within a matter of days, you get a really strong response from that person.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I just wanted to say that in the chat room, I posted a URL, which I'll now say over the air. It's luckymojo.com/lovespells.html, LoveSpells.html. And that is a compendium of love spells that I've put together over the last 10, 15 years online. And there's links from there to other love spells too, but that's kind of a wild set of them. So Lukianos.
So tell
me what your favorite love spell is. If I was come to you as a client and I said, I'm looking for love, what would you tell me to do?
Well, let's say that it's for new love. And for that, assuming that, there isn't, usually if they're sort of coming off of the pieces of something that's broken down, I'm going to recommend a cut and clear spell first. Let's say that they've already done that. Like you, I do like baths. And so certainly, the rose, the honey, the milk baths, all of those are marvelous elements to use in a bath and to do either, on a weekly basis, or, in a series of baths, say for 3 days or 7 days. But I also have really rediscovered a love for perfume. And certainly using conditioned oils as a personal perfume or adding a bit of one's own sexual fluids to them, just a little bit behind the ear, behind the pulse points, behind the knee. Just, you can even add a little bit of the bath water to it if you wish, but really using, a conditioner like Look Me Over and either adding that just a little bit to a scent that you usually use as well as some of your own sexual fluids. Scent is something that can be very underappreciated, but it is very primal. And before you even get to the point of being able to say a few words to someone, they're going to notice appearance. So, yes, it's important to, basic hygiene, be looking sharp, but also scent, because that's something that they may not even register on a conscious level, but on an unconscious level, they will notice it. And especially if you're using your own fluids with it, you're more likely to attract someone who's actually compatible with you, as opposed to someone who just says, ooh, flashy. Both appearance and scent, that really gives you added oomph and also a little bit of selective attraction. And both of those things can be very useful.
Yeah,
I'm a
great believer in personal scent, because personal scent is almost the key to your DNA, and people kind of select people based on what they like the smell of. You can wear perfumes, and a good perfume will enhance your attractiveness, but ultimately that person is going to wake up next to you in bed and smell your armpits, and they better like the way your armpits smell.
If you want to keep them anyway, that's for sure.
I mean, we are just little animals, in the chat room, Dr. Hobbs says, I've learned to pay a lot of attention to scent since I lost my sight. And that is true, Dr. Hobbs. I have not lost my sight, but I never had much to begin with. I mean, I can see across a room kind of shapes and colors, and I can see, within 12, 15 inches. I can type, obviously, on a computer, but I cannot drive a car or anything. And I have always been scent-oriented because of that, and was blessed to have a good nose. And that's one reason I became a perfumer. And they always say, if God doesn't give you one thing, they give you the other. And so I got the good nose, and I am a good perfumer because of it, or maybe I just had to be. But I have made it a real study of commercial perfumes and that people use for love and for sexuality. And I'm here to tell you, there are very few modern commercial perfumes that I would want in my bed. I mean, on a man in my bed. And just you know, think about it. Put the perfume on yourself and smell it on yourself. Let it kind of, you know, percolate on your skin and then see how you feel about it. And if you're new to going out on the hunt looking for somebody, ask some of your friends, how does that perfume smell on me? They may have some words that you didn't want to hear, or maybe they have some words that you do want to hear. But remember, their sense of smell is going to be individualistic too. And like I have a partner who certain scents are very what he calls clean and lovely scents, and other scents make him feel they're antiseptic and he doesn't like them. My smeller doesn't smell them the same way. So, you know, but test out any scent you use. And this goes for any love oil. Any love oil that you use on your skin, you ought to try it out a few times and first and see. Now, while you've got that love oil on you and you've gone out, now you can burn that same oil on a candle and at home. And put the candle in a safe place, but that's to back up your work while you're out, you know, dancing or whatever it is you're doing. You know, have that candle burning at home to draw someone. And I always say, if you know, I'm a fast worker, or used to be. I'm a fast worker, so I would always say, dress the bed before you go out, because you don't know but that you might be coming back to that very bed, right? And so there's a lot to be said for preparing ahead with a love work.
That's very true. Very
what do you
true.
What do you want? Do you want someone who's going to marry you, or do you want someone who's going to, you know, just give you a good, quick roll in the hay? And there are different scents that work differently. And so those things which are productive of marriage and fidelity may not be the things that make for that, you know, that instant, you know, roll in the hay type event. But you can combine them. Nobody told you that God said you can only have one or the other and you got to choose. You can put them two together. You can meet somebody, fall in love with them in 2 hours and marry them and stay with them the rest of your life. It's just in how things turn out and how you work it, you know. So there are many different forms of love scent, and every one of them is going to be different. One person will like one, another will like another. So there's no,
yeah,
everybody's different.
For me, my favorite love oil, and you know, scent is such a powerful thing. I mean, it can really be a topic all its own, perfumes and scent, because scent is evocative. Scent is very powerful, both for men and women, though women tend to have better a sense of smell than men do. And it really is one of the most powerful forms of seduction, is that scent. When you leave and a person smells a similar scent, they will be reminded of you. So that's how powerful it really is. And for me, I can tell you that my favorite scent is Lucky Mojo's Come to Me oil. I really love that smell. If I combine it with just a little bit of Follow Me Girl, it's my ideal love scent to wear out when I'm single. And I go out, I will wear it. And a little bit of Fast Luck. That three combination, the scent of that is just divine. I end up smelling myself, to be honest with you. that for me is so scent. Right, I'm right with you. Those three for me are top notch.
Yeah. Well, we're in the chat room, people are calling out their favorites. I like Fast Luck for love. I've never used it much for money, but mostly for sex.
Yep.
And Kiss Me Now is one of my favorites. Other people have said Come to Me. I make Come to Me, but I like Kiss Me Now better. Don't know why, just me. That's the one I like. And that's a very old recipe. That goes back to the 19th century. So they're all different, and you should experiment. And, of course, your own body chemistry is going to modify that, the smell of that oil. One thing more before we move on with love spells. We should talk just a little bit about love binding spells. Once you have somebody, if we can cover this in a minute, once you have somebody and you're already gotten to the stage where you think things are going to, become pretty good, it is not harmful, in my opinion, to do some kind of a binding spell, a knot spell, perhaps a nation sack, making a little packet or something that you keep in the bed between the box springs and mattress with a little bit of their something and a little bit of your something in it. I love that kind of work, but I don't do that work until I've kind of made my commitment to that person. In other words, I don't just go bring somebody home and then start be working NationSec on them. That's kind of overkill, in my opinion. You want to know that you got something worthwhile before you do that kind of work.
That's very, very true. Couldn't agree more. And it should be distinguished from coercive love work, because it isn't coercive. It's about stay with me, stay home, love me. It's about keeping what's already there. So we should make a distinguish between coercive love work and binding work once you've already got the love.
Yeah. Well, I will say that there are some people who are polyamorous who feel that, you know, something like stay with me or stay at home is coercive because they want to be able to, you know, run the town. Or they, you know, open marriage, or they want to be able to bring, you know, whatever. Everybody's got their own thing. I would consider, if that is coercive, I'd call it very mild. I'm not talking about sexual fidelity spells here. I'm just talking about stick around for a while, buddy, and we'll get married, you know, which I don't consider coercive. But I consider it kind of encouraging. So
It's giving a nudge.
Giving a nudge, yeah, I like that. Miss Michael mentioned in the chat room buying unscented grooming products and dosing them with some of these love oils. Absolutely. And I know a lot of people who will add them to a partner's body care product. All righty. Well, that's I think we've got our work cut out for us in terms of love. Oh, and another one is little doll babies. Get a couple little doll babies, one for you, one for the other person. Tie them together and just put them away in a little nest or someplace like that just to percolate together. It's a good one.
Under your bed.
Yeah, under the bed is good. In the underwear drawer is good. Those are all good. All righty. Okay, well, let's turn this over to Miss Tammy Lee. She's going to bring in our callers, and we're going to do some reading and root work. All right, take it away, Miss Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Tad. And the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Kanjaman Ali, and this week's special guest, Lukianos, will be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our calling clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. And if you filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Ms. Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our host. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first client. Our first client is calling in from area code 213 from Corona, California. This is Shivnil Singh. Shivnil Singh, are you there, caller?
Yes, I'm here.
Great.
Hello?
Would you clarify the correct pronunciation of your name, please, for our host and for me?
You said it correctly. It's Shivnil Singh.
Shivnil Singh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And I'm going to go ahead and let our host know that you have not been to any members of AIR prior to this afternoon or this evening, and this is your first time on the show. And he writes, "For years I've been trying to start relationships with women. I'm tired of being single. I go out with them, flirt, have a very good time, and they do enjoy my company very much. I always feel chemistry with them, and I feel that they have a lot of interest in me as well. We almost start to get physical and even into bed, but at the last minute, something happens. It feels like something is blocking me from starting a relationship. Also, I have a girl whom I've connected and been matched with perfectly, but there seems to be something that's blocking us from being together. We are very close, but can't take it to the next level. I want to know what to do about my situation. Turning it back over to you."
All right. Well, that's interesting because here we were just talking about love spells. All right. So your problem is that you can kind of attract people's attention, but you're not able to get it to go to the next level. I'm going to ask a couple of questions. How old are you approximately?
24 and a half.
All right. And what is your sign of the zodiac?
Leo.
Okay. Those are usually pretty attractive people. And then the next thing I'm going to ask, and please be as frank as you can be, would you say that you are of average attractiveness? In other words, am I looking at somebody who's, you know, the right weight for their height or any kind of strange difference from that average?
No, I'm pretty good looking.
Okay, right. Just, you know, because I do have, I mean, there's different things I would say based on, you know, as far as spell work goes, there are ways actually to, I guess you could say, conceal and work with some difficulties if you had them. All right, so you're just sort of an average 24-year-old person and a Leo. All right, so I'm going to shuffle my tarot cards, and I'm going to do a little brief reading here, and then we're going to get some root work ideas going on. So the first card I have here is a card that is a pretty good card. It's called the Knight of Cups. This shows a person who is in armor on a horse. They have come across a desert. It's been very dry, and they are moving toward the future, toward from left to right in the cards, and they're holding a cup, and the cup represents their heart or their capacity for emotion and love. You seem to be a person who could be a good, faithful, true person. They have come across this dry desert and come to a little stream of water, and that says to me that you are going to be entering a time of being able to fulfill some of your goals. You won't be able to fulfill, you know, like right away, like get married immediately, but there is a little oasis down there with little trees, and this person is going to head down there, and that means, you know, smaller goals. There's also a big, large tree on top of a cliff, but they can't get the horse up there in this picture. So what I say is be prepared for at least a year of just sort of dating around with people. Try to take it casual. But you may need to do some baths because this is a card of water. And we were just talking about love baths. That may be one of the things that would be prescribed for you based on this card. Next card is the Three of Wands. This is a person who's been a magician and has cast a spell, but now time has gone by and nothing's happened, and he's dressed in kind of patched clothing, and he's looking out over the bay of water, and three little ships are coming in. So it still may be a little bit of time before you get the kind of love attention you want, but if you do the work and do it in faith and just keep yourself together, you will have this. I do not see here a curse. I do not see someone having cut you off in such a way that you will never be loved. I just don't see that. What I see is maybe a little bit of a blockage and a little bit of waiting time, but not something really, really horrendous or anything like that. And the third card is interesting because it shows that that in the future you will be given an offer of to be with a woman or a person. Let's put it this way. This is an offer of marriage, and this card is called the Hierophant. And the Hierophant is a priest, and he is marrying, actually in this card it looks like he's marrying two men, which I've always considered fascinating. But this is a priest marrying some people or blessing them, and it is a card that shows that ultimately, you will be married, and this card almost all, it either stands for higher education, if the question was about, you know, should I get more education, or if the question is about love, it stands for a marriage. So you will receive a blessing. What's interesting is that the person that you'll be blessed to be with, like I said in this card, it's two men, but it doesn't really matter. One wears roses and one wears lilies. The person you'll be blessed to be with will be quite a bit different than you. You will be the Leo, more outgoing. This person may be a little on the shy side. But you'll make a good match. And it's almost like a union of two people that have a little bit of different style about them. But in the end, there's this priest says, you will be married. So that's my reading on it. But it's going to take a little time. So let's turn this over and see what Lukianos has to say.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Kat. So while you've been looking at the cards and reading, I've also been asking questions of Obi, and you may have heard the little ting of shells in the bowl as I've been doing that. And basically what came through in the questions that I asked, because I was asking questions such as, you know, is there a blockage from your family of origin? And there's a sense that there may be a bit of that going on. There is a sense that I did not get an indication to do work with your ancestors per se, but I would say that, and this is something that I got a very strong yes on, that it may be in your best interest to sort of compose your prayers to God or to spirit as you understand these things, and really speak from your heart about your desires and your wants and your needs, and that this sort of high road is probably the best course forward. Again, I agree with Ms. Kat that it may take a bit longer than you might like, but I don't see this as sort of a doom and gloom. No, I would say set your sights higher. And, you know, speak from your heart in asking God and Spirit to bring you the partnership that you do desire.
Okay.
All righty. Well, let's see what Ollie has to say in terms of, since we seem to see pretty much an open road, it's just a question of getting the work done. So, Ollie, what would you recommend?
Absolutely. One quick question here. You know, Luciano has kind of touched on something that I want to expand upon. The type of women that you are attracting, would be the type of women that your family would approve of or no?
Most likely no. There is a girl, and, you know, we're very close. The last time I saw her was Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think my parents were happy that I brought her over again for the night, but, I mean, I like her. I like her for now. I really have a good time with her. You know, but I don't think my family would approve. But, I mean, I talked to my mother, and she did say, you know, whatever makes you happy is, you know, if she makes you happy, we will accept her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I do have a really good time with her.
Okay. Well, the reason I asked this is because I don't sense that your family is doing the work on you or anything like that, and Kat and Luciano's both, so no difficulties there. But I do sense that their approval does have a great deal of influence in the situation and can create a little bit of a block, a little bit of a delay. While they do say they're happy as long as you're happy, their, you know, silent disapproval is something that does play a little bit of a factor here. Nothing major, but it does create a delay. We'll see a breakthrough really soon, so what you want to do is this specific person. This is the person that you want to attract and kind of seal the deal with. Is that correct? The girl, the woman that you're seeing right now, and you really enjoyed the time with her.
That's right.
Okay, so here's what you want to do. You want to do this in two parts. Okay, we were talking about lodestone spells. A lodestone spell is a great first sealing the deal. What you would do is you name one lodestone for her and one for you. There's a female lodestone and a male lodestone. And you do this on an altar, and you can have a honey jar going in the back. If you have a honey jar going, what I would recommend is including your parents in it along with you and her. The idea being that they all kind of warm up to each other, and that it becomes that silent disapproval kind of backs away, backs down, and that delay caused a little bit by your family's pushback is removed. So honey jar, you know, put everyone in there, keep everyone sweet, have the light of that going, and work this come-to-me spell. And what you're going to do is you're going to have these lodestones apart from one another. They're going to be facing one another, but a distance apart on your altar. And every day you're going to move them one step closer, you know, an inch or whatever closer. And as you do so, you're going to feed a little bit of magnetic sand to each and go, as I feed you, you feed me. Draw so-and-so to me. And as we click, as these lodestones click together and as they come together, may me and so-and-so seal the deal, or may me and so-and-so sleep together, or may we become a couple, or whatever that goal is, right? And you want to have come-to-me oil, and you're going to drizzle a little bit of come-to-me oil, magnetic sand on those lodestones, and you're going to do this over 7 days. On the last day, the lodestones should be touching one another. You feed it again, magnetic sand, a little bit of oil, and go, as these lodestones are drawn to one another, as these lodestones are together, so will me and so-and-so be together. And then you're going to take that and place that under your bed. You can put it on a plate, on a tray, whatever it is that you're using, and you're going to put it on there. and leave it there. And what that will do, and you are going to take a little pinch of that magnetic sand just right off of the lodestone. They're going to have little hairs. You're going to take a pinch of that, and you're going to place that by your front door where she'll step through it. Okay? And what you're going to say is you're going to say, she steps through this door, she'll be led right into my bed, and we will be a couple, or we will be lovers, or we will be boyfriend and girlfriend, or you know, husband and wife, whatever your end goal is. And what this does, it gradually builds up the attraction. She's already interested in you, but it takes the interest to the next level. Come to Me is the ideal product to move a friendship into a love situation into something more. It's perfect for a situation like yours. And working with that lodestone, working with the paired lodestones, you'll be able to draw you two together, overcoming any of the delays, and finally drawing one another close together. Now, the Knight of Cups tells me that, Miss Kat said, that without this work, you're looking at a delay up until around summer, because he's out in the desert. Okay, so if you don't do this work, you're going to find a little bit more of obstacles and delays for you know, several months more. But if you do this work, you can turn this around within a matter of about a month, is the sense that I'm getting. Okay.
Okay.
That's good. I got to just throw in one little thing here in the chat room. Somebody mentioned wearing lodestones in your bra, one in each cup, and how you can't put in lodestones that are too big. And I just got to say, all that's going to do is make your left breast fall in love with your right breast. when you do lodestone work, you name one lodestone for you and one lodestone for the other person, right? It's not like you have like lodestone headlights on, you know. Now, that's not what it's about. Okay, so two lodestones on the altar, just the way Ali described it. That's the usual way to work it. You could also work it in a mojo bag that way and carry the mojo, but you're going to be using lodestone grit size, and you're going to name one My Perfect Love. Now, one thing, by the way, I just have to mention, just to give honor where it's due. Shivneel Singh, your name contains the name of the deity Shiva, it seems like. Is that correct?
Yeah, I pray to him.
Yeah. Well, I'm just here to testify that I met my husband, Nagashiva, who was not born with that name. He took that name. I met him after a prayer to Shiva. And I consider Shiva pretty good in that regard. I used two lodestones, just about the way Ali said it. And my prayer was, bring me my future husband. I'm tired of these boyfriends, Shiva, bring me my future husband. And look what I got. I got the most lovely man, and it so happened. He was not born with that name. He's of, pretty much American mutt is what we call him. But he had taken the name Nagashiva before he met me. I took that as a sign, of course, that I would be with him. And then he happened to be living on a street called Ironwood Drive, and Ironwood is how my last name is pronounced. He says in the chat room he calls himself a mongrel. Yeah, he's a mixed person. So all I'm saying is that Shiva has a good reputation in that regard. So good luck with that. And just, you know, consider it a devotion. There you go. That was my advice. Okay?
Okay. I have one quick question.
Hmm?
This girl that, you know, I want to be involved with, okay, none of my friends like her. And there's another girl, very pretty girl too, and they were best friends, but now they kind of hate each other. Now, if I end up with this girl that no one likes, I mean, am I going to lose my friends?
Put all your friends and family in the honey jar to sweeten everybody to one another. There you go.
Yeah, put all their names in a jar of sugar or honey. That's more of a social question. I think you you'll handle it. But put them all together in a little jar of sugar, a little jar of honey, and just say, may all you all be sweet to one another. Okay.
Your family, your friends, put them all in there with her and you, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All righty. Well, thanks for your call. We got to move on now.
All right. Thanks so much.
Uh-huh. Good luck to you. All righty. Miss Tammy Lee?
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And I'm just the person that last link for the honey jar there. And a reminder to everyone that support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com. And by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, Error, a directory of ethical and authentic Contra practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. Our next client is calling in from area code 347. This is Lady NYC. Lady NYC, are you there?
Hi, good night.
Hi. Good night, good evening, and welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and let our wonderful host know that you actually have had readings with Contamin Ali, but you have not yet been on the show. And reminding everyone or welcoming everyone that she writes, I felt like someone is trying to destroy me. I'm still looking for work. Lately, I've been having petty fights with my boyfriend. He says that he loves me, and he has waited a long time to give his love to someone he wants to be with, yet he keeps on listening to his friends. I need him to get back to where we used to be, hanging out and joking, and get him to stop listening to his negative friends. Oh, turning it back over to you.
All right. Well, that's good. So, Ali, since you've read for this person before, maybe you can start us off here.
Sure. This situation does not seem familiar to me. I know you've said you've had a reading with me before, and I do apologize.
She says it was not about this situation. It was about a different situation.
I wondered, is my memory leaving me?
No.
Startled me. All right. So I've pulled three cards here, and I'm going to go over these cards with you. They are not the most ideal cards, so bear that in mind. And one of the advice that gives right off the bat is there's going to be a need for change in the very tone in your relationship. We have the Queen of Swords here. The Queen of Swords here is a stern woman sitting on a stone throne, and she's got a sword in her hand that's upright. And then with her other hand, she's beckoning for her lover to come to her, but her lover is off at war. This is the woman that has been left behind as the Knight of Swords, the Page of Swords, and the King of Swords has kind of gone off and waged war. They're doing their own thing, and she's left behind, and behind her there are these storm clouds. And this is a woman who has gone through a lot. This is you. You're currently in a rather difficult situation, and you're looking for a change. You raise your hands up to the heavens, hoping for something to turn around. But there is a great deal of strife around you, there is a great deal of conflict around you, and there is a great deal of negativity around you. And there's going to be a need for change. What this card really tells us is that while you have the capacity to hurt with the sword, that you should be relying upon your gentle nature in order to turn the situation around when her hand is raised. The reason I say this is because you talk about, for example, how your boyfriend says he loves you, but you and him have been having fights, and so he's listening to these negative friends, and he's going out, and you want him to come back and hang out with you. Well, if you're fighting with him, he's not going to come and hang out with you. It's a perpetuating cycle, and we see this quite often with clients, so it's not unusual, where they say, he keeps hanging out with his friends, so I yell at him and get in fights over that, just want him to hang out with me. Well, if you want him to hang out with you, arguing with him is the worst thing you can do. Okay? Depending on what type of sign he is, what his personality is, if he's dealing with stress at home, he's going to want to get out from that situation and hang out with friends where there isn't stress, where he's able to blow off some steam. And we see that in the next card. This is the Nine of Wands. The Nine of Wands shows us a man who has gone through battle, and he's battered and bruised, and he's got a bandage on his head, and he's leaning on a staff, and behind him is a wall of staves. Now, these wall of staves, some people say, are the assailants that he has broken through. It's a wall that he has broken through, and he's resting. Others say they're his pursuers that are catching up. And what this tells us is that your situation is highly stressed, that this man is getting exhausted. Okay, so arguing and fighting is the wrong way to do it. Your relationship, while still on its feet, is a little bruised, it's a little bandaged, it's a little bit hurt. And now it needs a break. It needs a break from the constant tension. It needs a break from the constant arguing. It needs a break from all the difficulties it's facing. The final card that we have here is the Five of Swords. Now, this is a very serious warning card. This says, turn things around right now or you may lose your ability to change it. We have a mischievous, devilish figure on the front with red hair, and he's got two swords slung across his shoulder, another that he's leaning on, and he's grinning as he's disarmed two separate individuals. We see their swords cast on the floor. He's grinning as he watches these two people walk away in defeat. One is a woman crying by the water behind the man, and there's another a man who's coming over to comfort her, and the storm clouds above him are tearing up the sky, and this is a card of severe, severe conflict. This indicates that the tension is building, that if you don't heed this lesson of tone things down, start turning in towards, you know, working with sweetening, working honey work, what will eventually happen is that your relationship will come to a breaking point, okay? That you will no longer have the power to turn it back to where you want it to be. So this is a warning card. All three of these cards are talking about stress and tension. So you want to address that stress and tension by changing it and drawing him back to you, okay?
Yeah. I'm going to do a very quick little bone throw here, and this is just a few bones. I'm just going to reach into my little basket of bones and just throw some down and see what we get. Okay, so it won't be a full bone reading. Okay. Okay, I have two wishbones, a turkey wishbone and a chicken wishbone, and they're like way off to one side, one up, one down. They're both not lying on their backs, but they're like one point's like a V and the other's like an A, but they're way, way off away from the other bones. Closer to me, there is a little array of bones together. One is a cat's eye shell, which is an eye. I mean, it looks like an eye. Next to it, a little brass bell. And surrounding that shell is a kind of curled around it and actually partly obscuring the eye part of that cat's eye is a jawbone of a weasel. That's gossip. And then beneath that, touching the bell, is the tailbone vertebrae of a skunk. So someone's gossiping, something stinks. And then around that, there's another curved bone. Actually, there's three little bones together. And these are real thin little bones. One is a curved bone, which is a snake's a rib bone, which means somebody, this relationship is being gossiped about. There is somebody who really does mean, they don't mean well, and this smell is not good from this these other people, these negative friends, which you were calling. And then there is a coyote penis bone right next to that, and then kind of at a little angle to it is a dog ankle bone. So what I'm seeing here is that there is a particular friend of his who may be a man who's trying to encourage your friend to not be as, you know, maybe this guy himself doesn't have a good love life, so he's trying to encourage your friend not to have, you know, not to love women or not to, you know what I mean? He says there's somebody here who's gossiping and not, does that make, you understand what I'm saying here?
Yeah. When you mentioned the snake, something happened today where I was told that he shouldn't see my altar, and today he's seen my altar, and he doesn't want to come back to my apartment anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's
St. Martha, and he's seen it today.
Yeah. These bones here are not really great, and that they're the only one that's really good here is the dog ankle bone, which means a faithful companion. But it's off to one side again, like those two. So it's like you have a positive wish and a wish for improvement and a step at the top of these two wishbones, but they're kind of far away. And what I'm seeing is a really strangled sort of situation here with alarm and gossip about you. This is not good. I would say that's all I'm going to say about it, but I'm feeling that you're going to need to work hard to get this situation to calm down. It just doesn't look really great. Let's see what Lukianus can say in terms of doing some root work.
Okay. Well, as Countryman Ali and the cats have been doing their readings, I also have been asking some questions of Obi. And specifically, I was asking Obi what types of work would be most appropriate for you at this time. And candle work came up, but also reconciliation work. So not just simply a honey jar, but reconciliation work. Not unlike the sort of thing that Conjurman Ali was talking about earlier in this hour during the love panel. But yeah, you need to not only attract, but also seduce. But more importantly, combined with those things, you also need to protect what you have already. I did not get a sense that this was, oh, you need to break up with your boyfriend. It's like, no, that's not what it's saying here. What it is saying, however, is that, yeah, there is someone else. And if you want to continue to have what is yours, you need to protect what is yours. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are doing reconciliation work, you should also be burning a candle for protection for your relationship and for yourself and your reputation. It would be also useful to think of doing some anti-evil eye sorts of things, whether this is having those Turkish blue glass eyes displayed in places where, you know, possible envious passersby could see them and be turned away. It may be something along the lines of burning something like aspand as an incense, and using the invocation against the evil eye along with that. But really combining that with the reconciliation work really does.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that this is going to be an easy one, honey.
Mm-hmm.
St. Martha, that's a pretty strong thing to be doing here. When you're talking about not wanting to argue, I would question why you're working with St. Martha, who's more of a control. If I was you, I'd be working the most delightful, delectable, seductive,
yep,
charming things. Nothing that looks like St. Martha to me. I'm not
Trigger
just speaking
St. Martha.
Me.
Yeah, no, that's, I was, you know what, Kat, sometimes our, telling you, our minds are linked up, because it's exactly what I was thinking when she said St. Martha. I'm going, look, if you've got tensions at home, the last thing you want to do is throw a leash on him. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
not the way you want to do it. You want to make his home the place he wants to be. You want to make your home the place he wants to be. When I say seduction, that just doesn't mean sex. You know, people look at seduction. When I say reconciliation, it's one part seduction, one part forgiveness. They don't understand sometimes what I'm saying. Seduction is not about just sex. Seduction is about seducing a person mentally, emotionally, so that they want to be around you. They want to be in your home. They want to be in your presence, and they can't get enough of you. That doesn't just mean they want to sleep with you, but they want to be around you at all times. And you can do that. A simple thing as putting down peace water in your house can make a world of difference if you're having a fight. It really can. Because all of a sudden he comes home and there's this big sigh of relief, and that burden that he's been carrying all day from work, he lets go and goes, ah, I'm in my happy place. That's what you want to do. Now, if you want to work with St. Martha, my recommendation would be turn her against your enemy. St. Martha is tying up the dragon, so tie up these serpents that are speaking against you. Bind them up with green ribbon. You know, do you know how to work with St. Martha, I'm assuming, right? Beyond her typical vigil of bringing back your lover. You know about how to work with a ribbon?
Yeah, in the past you had me do a bath to bring him to come back to my apartment.
Perfect. And you did some type of bath work. That's great. Repeat that type of bath work in order to bring him back to your apartment. You see, there's a method to my madness. I recommended a bath because baths are great for something like this. Great for settling down that heat that we keep seeing, that tension. It'll cool everything over. So repeat that bath. Instead of calling on St. Martha to dominate this man, start working with sweetening things like Lukianos and Kat were saying. You know, sweeten him up to you, draw him to you, use bath, use peace water. For them, your enemies, these friends, use St. Martha. Tie them up with green ribbons, because she's known for working with green ribbons, and say, I tie up the devil, I tie up the dragon, they can no longer work against me, they can no longer harm my relationship, or speak against me. Send her after them, with him, lure him back to you, okay?
Okay. And I had the white candle spell that you gave me also, to like calm him down, to bring him back. I remember doing that with you before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I'm seeing here is that his negative friends have more problems going on than you may think, and part of what they're trying to do is they don't want to support the idea of faithful marriage or things like that. They are the weasels. They are the skunks. They are the snakes. And this is bad. He is surrounded by influences that are not good. And you may not be able to win this one, but give it a try. What I'm feeling here, though, is that there's a weakness in him that follows after these things. That's what that dog ankle bone is. He considers these people to be his friends. See? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they're not, I mean, they're not good friends, but that's what he's looking at. It. The dreams and wishes are way out. I mean, they were like a good 7-8 inches away from the rest of the bones. These dreams and wishes were not achievable at this time. And what I'm feeling here is that he is easily led to take the lower road in some cases. And so, you know, but also you have to think of yourself as someone of dignity and worth. And the bones I got were mostly about being alert and seeing what's going on. So I would say that whatever you do, add a little clarity. And Miss Michael just hit it on the head, baby. She just really did. She said, his friends, misery loves company. They themselves are not happy, and they want to drag him down into that. Misery loves company. They are not, but to break him up off of his friends, that's going to be hard to do because they provide certain stuff for him as far as, you know, social connection.
That if you create tension between him and his friends, he's going to track that back home. People don't often realize it. Like, oh, there's bad friends. I'm just going to get rid of them. Well, if you're throwing out someone in the mud, they bring that mud back home. What you want to do is stop their tongues, right?
Yeah.
Temper their influence. So stop gossip work. Work with St. Martha to tie them up. But focus on luring this man back to you. That, sweetening stuff like that.
It's a female, though.
Yeah, well, that's what that coyote penis bone says. There may be unfaithfulness. Coyotes are, penis bone means a man who doesn't stay true. And his friends maybe lure him in that direction. Miss Tammy says slippery elm to stop people gossiping or talking about you, and that's a good one. But this is a little bit more complicated situation than we can solve in a few minutes because you got a case here. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So thanks for calling. I hope we've given you some good ideas. But I'm going to tell you, this is a difficult one. This is a difficult one. We didn't get good cards. We didn't get good bones. And what we're seeing here is that he already, you see, even though you'd already signed up, already now he's come and seen your St. Martha candle and said he didn't want to come back. So that was a sign even before you called us, you see?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to come to the apartment, but he'll still come, like, talk to me outside, but he's not coming to my apartment anymore.
Right.
Well,
that shows
you that your work wasn't right either. It shows you that domination thing, that's resistance. When someone sees work that you're dominating them, they go, what the hell is that? That's a sign, and that's their spirit fighting back. So that was the wrong path to take with that.
Also, I was going to say one other thing, too. If you are going to do that kind of dominating work, for God's sake, burn your candle in sections and put it in a brown paper bag in between times. For God's sake, people ought to learn. I'm not trying to blame you, honey, but you can't be having a man come into your a house, and I don't use Catholic saints, but I would be having, for instance, an essence of bend-over candle. I'm going to have my husband come home, and he's going to see me burn an essence of bend-over candle in the bedroom. I don't think so. I want him, if I'm going to be burning any candle in the bedroom, it's going to be, love me. Now, I might dress it with essence of bend-over oil, but I don't. I'm just saying I might. I got a good husband. But that's the other thing. Look for the ones who are good and easy. Don't try to waste your time trying to win over the ones who weren't good in the first place. Just saying. But this is, you got, the sign you got here right before you called us was already a negative sign, and you'd already signed up earlier. So we're not seeing a lot of hope here. Sorry, I'm just saying. Okay? Sorry to say that. All righty. Let's move on, and let's see if Miss Tammy Lee can get us another one. Thanks for calling, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Kat, and thank you very much, Lady and Leslie. I just wanted to give a special shout-out. And a reminder to everyone that the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour is the first show of its type ever to be made available to the public, and it remains the longest-running radio folk magic show to date. Listen by telephone or listen to the archive podcast on iTunes. Either way, you're going to love it. To be selected to be on the air, sign up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. Then dial 818-394-8535 during the show and press the number 1 to let the host know that you're available to be on the air. If your call is chosen, you will get a free reading and root work consultation with your host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com and Conjurman Ali of ConjurmanAli.com. And this week's special guest, Lukianos of Lukianos.com in Baltimore, Maryland. Tune in every week at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. Now, we have just about 21 minutes left in today's show, and we are going to our next caller who has signed up. It's calling in from area code 954, but calling in from Pittsburgh. This is Nikki Rocks. Nikki Rocks, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Great. Welcome to the show. And I'm going to go ahead and remind the host that you have not been on the radio show previously, but you had indicated that you had gone to a previous reader or root worker regarding your situation. However, I do not believe it's a member of AIR, but I will let them ask that question, okay? And she writes, I've been battling legal issues for the past 3 years. I feel as I've been crossed up. My probation officers are constantly harassing me. This stems from an overpayment of benefits in 2006. I can get off once everything is paid back. However, now I have a proceeding with a local hotel that is owed. My family wants to move me back to Florida to start our outreach ministry, but can't until this is resolved. Turning it back over to you.
All right. I got a couple of questions here.
Yes.
So you have probation officers from an overpayment of benefits in 2006 and has to be paid back, but now you have a local hotel that is owed money, and your family wants to move back to Florida. When you say your family, is this parents, husband, what?
My husband, myself, and my son, yes.
You and your son.
And husband.
And your husband, you all want to move back to Florida, but you can't do this until you can get a release from the probation officers.
Get myself released. Yes, I believe that I've been crossed up. I was earning a six-figure salary back in 2006, and I was also receiving benefits for my son, and I had sold some stock, and I didn't report it. And then, like, 4 years later, they came after me and said I had an overpayment, so they pressed charges.
I understand. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And one other question I have. You said you had been to a reader called Lucky Hoodoo 2 weeks ago. Who is Lucky Hoodoo? Because I don't know that name.
Her name is Miss Alice. Frank Papa Doc.
Oh, Miss Alice and Papa Doc.
Oh, isn't that Saint Augustine?
Yeah, not Saint, just Augustine. But no, actually, they sold the name Augustine. Yes, those are very peculiar people.
I haven't gotten any results with them, but that's okay.
Well, I don't know about results or not. I'm just going to say that those people have their own little way of working, and I'm not going to comment on it at all other than to say that they are what's the word I should say? Well, I don't think I can say it on the radio. But
It's been a lot of money. I'm glad I found you.
They just are different from what we do. That's what
okay. That's
how about does the word greedy, lying, motherfucking sons of bitches?
Ooh.
You know, is that convenient enough?
Okay,
let's just stop right there. Okay.
Okay.
Good God, woman.
Okay, that was real specific. All right, I don't. Just saying. I'm just saying. Anybody calls himself Papa Doc, that's a bad news for me.
We see who the diplomatic one is in this relationship.
Okay. So, first card I get. I'm sorry. It's not your fault, lady. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Okay.
You rang a bell with that one. First card I have here.
Isn't this a Lukianos?
Oh, you're right. It should be Lukianos. I should just bow out of this one completely before I say anything more. Like,
we love you, Kat.
Goddamn plagiarizing, copyright thieving, trademark, nasty fucks. Okay? Now let's have Lukianos have it.
This is why we love you, Kat. Lukianos.
Sorry about that.
Oh, well.
That's too funny. Lukianos?
Lukianos.
Oh, my. Maybe he was bumped off the line there. Hold on a moment.
Lukianos is gone.
Is he back now?
Hello? Hello.
There you are.
Hey,
there you are. Hey. We can't
hear you. I recuse myself from this case.
Well, while we've all been talking, I've been asking questions of Obi, and I also pulled a few cards. So the first thing that I asked, well, has she been crossed? And the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can she do something about it, you know, through works of her own? And the answer is yes. So we'll get to that. Pulling cards, we have coming up first, we have the Ace of Discs or Pentacles reversed. So, yeah, money issues. That's at the root of this thing. And coming up after that, in the present, we have the Nine of Wands. So this is a position of strength. It is going to require some action on your part. And coming up after that, we have the Seven of Wands, which is being overmatched, but putting up, you know, a brave fight regardless. What I'm seeing here is that both of these wands are right side up. The key to this is action. And both in terms of doing those things that you need to do and also creating a plan of action to get yourself out of this hole and get yourself going in the direction that you want to be going, which in this case, the Florida, the outreach ministry. But yeah, you need to get your ducks in a row and you need to have a plan of action to get there. But what I am seeing, and Obi was giving me, you know, confirmed yeses on this, this thing is beatable. This thing is something that you can address through your own actions. But it's key, again, proper planning prevents piss poor performance. You need to have the plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what my initial reading is seeing here.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree 100% with Luciano's. I guess the geomancy chart here, and Rubius comes up in the 12th house, which is the house of curses and being crossed. Yeah, absolutely. And Rubius is probably the worst figure that can come up in that house. It is literally an overturning of your wealth because the image is of an upside-down goblet or chalice, so everything's being spilled out. So every goodness, everything that you've had has been overturned. So yes, definitely crossing work is in this. The way out is going to require a helper in this particular instance, I sense. You've already turned to the wrong helper, as Kat so eloquently put. So you do need someone else because I have populace here when we're looking at the court cards, the court figures, and this indicates that you need assistance. You need allies that will stand with you, and populace is people standing with you. And more importantly, Rubius passes into the 11th house, which is the house of friends and allies. You need to find, this goes back to what Kat said, you went to the wrong people. Right, they didn't help you. This was the wrong friends and allies. You will also need to turn to your ancestors in order to turn the situation around, is what geomancy is revealing to us. I do sense that you can get out of this. I do sense that it's going to take a while. You're step by step having to pay off all these things, working to remove that curse alongside probably a professional or an ally, and working with your ancestors. But I sense that you can get out of this situation. And we'll see what Kat recommends in order to you know, start that work and working with your ancestors on crossing.
Okay.
All right. Well, I apologize for my unbridled and ungoverned tongue, but those people are not good allies. Yeah, well, they're just not good allies, and just let's say it's that.
I spent thousands of dollars there. That's what upsets me. Over the
thousands
past
of dollars. Okay.
For rituals and rituals
every
week.
That's Rubius in the 11th house. Bad friends, a bad outfit.
I'm glad, well, that's just terrible because that money should have gone to the hotel. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I thought about that.
So let's look at what you can do that is going to be simple, straight, and ain't going to cost you a whole lot. Like a bag of sumac berries is going to cost you $3 frickin', okay? $3 frickin' dollars for a bag of sumac berries. And you're going to get a bowl of sugar, okay? And you're going to write the names of everybody on the probation officers and all that, everybody that's concerned with that, everybody that's concerned with the hotel. If the hotel has a business card or if it has a logo online or a picture online, whatever, everything of everybody, and you're going to write on each one of those pieces of paper, you're going to write the following words: show me mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay? Just real simple, real straightforward. You might take 10 pieces of paper. You're going to take 9 sumac berries in each one of these papers and pack them up, just wrap it up with 9 sumac berries. That's for mercy. It's called mercy of the court, or just mercy, period. And you're going to put those little packets into sugar. And as you do them, you're going to push them down and you're going to lick the sugar and get a little sugar on your finger. Right? And then lick your finger and you're going to say, sugar is sweet to me. So will Ms. Riley, my probation officer, be sweet to me. Please favor me. Please help me. Let me out of this tough circumstances I'm in. Then you put down the next one, the hotel. Put it down, lick that sugar on your finger as you put it down into the sugar and say, will the people at the Claremont Hotel favor me and treat me with kindness and insofar as possible absolve me of my debt and work out a payment plan with me. And I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Okay? And you just do this for every one of them. Okay?
Uh-huh.
When you get them all in the sugar, why don't you put your hand over the sugar, and you're going to say, Lord, I come to you with humble heart and head bowed down. I know how I've done wrong, and I know how I've been foolish. But, Lord, please sweeten my enemies and sweeten those with authority and sweeten anybody who stands in my way and sweeten anybody who can open a door for me and sweeten my friends, sweeten all who are involved in this situation in any regard, and let them see their way clear to let me get where I need to go, which is to Florida. And if you want to, you can take that sugar or put it in a little, like a mason jar, and put a little metal lid on it and burn candles on it. And every time you burn a candle on it, you can buy a little bottle of oil, and you're going to you can use King Solomon wisdom oil, because King Solomon was a judge and he has rule over court case matters. But he was the judge of mercy, as opposed to just a straight up give me justice type judge. He was a judge who showed mercy. And so King Solomon wisdom will show you the better part of the wisdom of what you need to do. Okay? And that is what I would recommend you ask, that people help you instead of hindering you, that they understand and help. Now, another one you can call on for help is King David, because David was also oppressed. And David wrote a lot of psalms, and one of the psalms he wrote was the 23rd Psalms, and that's a good one for getting abundance and for, getting what you the good things that are that you want in life, and also for your enemies to be removed away. I do think that part of what has been happening here is that you have taken an adversarial attitude rather than an ameliorative attitude. And I'm not trying to hold you on this one or hold your feet to the fire, but I'm saying that in this case, because in both cases, both with the hotel and with the not reporting your stock sales or whatever, you actually technically committed a violation of the law. So in both cases, what you need to ask for is mercy. Ask for mercy and go down on your knees and say, Lord, I come before you with humble heart and head bowed down. I ask for mercy that I may do better in the future, that I may see my way clear, that I may get to Florida and work. And I promise, Lord, if I get forgiven and driven of these offenses that I may have committed, that I will uphold your commandments and your laws. And I say this with solemn truth in my heart. And why do we use sumac berries? Well, that's just an old hoodoo custom. Sumac berries are called for mercy. That's what I would do. And it ain't going to cost you nothing but a couple of bottles of oil, $7 each, and a pack of sumac berries and the sugar I bet you have in your kitchen. And don't ever let people be charging you more than you owe, or you know what I'm saying? My Lord, you need to have some sense, and I know you probably feel foolish about it, but Lord, these people are predators, all right? They are motherfucking predators.
Well,
they will take a person's money.
Right. Well, this is a prime example of the gypsy type scam, where this, or black gypsy scam, where it's, they did one ritual, you said it was ritual after ritual after ritual. That is very common. They go, okay, you know, it starts off with, oh, $100 here. Oh, but it didn't work. We need another one, another $100. And before you realize it, and it builds and builds and builds, you've spent thousands of dollars. The other thing I just want to add to this is make sure you do some uncrossing work. Get yourself some uncrossing bath crystals or 13-hour bath and wash yourself with it before you start this work.
Hyssop
is another great – oh, yeah, I love it. Hyssop is great with Psalm 51. You do want to start off with a nice clean slate, and that's all I'm going to add to that.
Yeah.
I think that was
hyssop,
perfect.
I'm just going to say about hyssop, yeah, Psalms 51. Thank you for reminding me of that, Ollie. That you should do that probably before you start the whole thing.
Yeah.
Get some hyssop herb. Again, $3 a packet for hyssop herb, and you're going to boil it up into make a little tea of it. You can drink a little bit of it. You don't want to make it too strong when you drink it. It's perfectly drinkable as tea. It's a little bitter, but drink a little bit of it, and then bathe in it and bathe downward and just say the 51st Psalm, purge me with hyssop. Though my skin sins may be scarlet, they shall be whiter than snow. Psalms 51. And then begin the work making these the little sugar jar for these people to be kindly to you with the sumac berries in it. That is old-fashioned work. Now, you could hire a root worker to do it, but they would not charge you thousands. They would not.
That's what I was wondering. Can I hire someone to do this?
Well, you can. You can call up someone at AIR, and they will quote you a price. They'll also probably make you a contract and will say how long they will do the work, that they will send you, if they will, email photos of the work on their altar. They may say that they will hold this work on their altar for so many months or make you baths or something and send it to you. I believe you can do the work yourself. That's what my company is about, is just literally selling spiritual supplies. But there are people at AIR who will easily, gladly undertake this kind of work, court case work, freeing yourself type work. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
Okay.
I really wish you all the best. Yeah, good luck to you.
Good luck, my dear.
All right.
Thank you so much. God bless
you.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Like I said, I just got a little hot about that one. That's just taking advantage of a person who's already in financial distress.
Rats, yeah.
Only rats do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we still have time for our free spell if we skip Miss Tammy Lee. How about that? So I'm going to say, Miss Tammy Lee, you sit this one out, and we're going to go to Lukianos. He's going to give us a free love spell.
Okay. Well, this I'm going to sort of basically go back to the beginning, because as has often been said before, it's a lot easier to find love and for others to love you if you love yourself first. And for this one, because it hasn't come up in this show yet, I wanted to give a shout out to working with the Psalm of Solomon. This is one of those classics. And regardless of whether you are looking for one night stand, a committed partner, or just, you know, really wanting to love yourself better, this is one of the prime things to use. And I would say read it by candlelight, read it naked. You know, do a love bath beforehand and then read it in its entirety out loud by candlelight. And see if you don't see a difference after doing that for 7 days. I think you will.
So read it out loud, naked, by candlelight, folks. That's good. All righty. Thank you very much, Lucianus. Let's turn it over to Miss Tammy Lee.
Thank you, Miss Kat. Thank you, Miss Tammy Lee. And thank you, Conjurman Ali.
Well, yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And thank you so much, Miss Kat and Conjurman Ali. And thank you, Lucianus of Lucianus.com in Baltimore, Maryland, for being our special guest member from AIR this week. We invite you to tune in next week when our special guest member from AIR will be Dr. Johannes of therootdoctor.se in Sweden. And once again, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find this chat by the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjurman Ali at conjurmanali.com in Mission Viejo. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, joining you from TripleTownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the shows are available in archives at luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. To all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you for being here. Bye, and once and next week at this
same time, we need to put the familiar strength to the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Ball. Thanks for playing. Goodbye.
Good night, Miss Tammy Lee, and thank you so much. And I, once again, my apologies, everybody. I just got a little hot under the collar there. Thank you, Lukianus, for being with us.
Well, thank you, Miss Kat. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you, Ali, for putting up with my foul tongue.
It is my pleasure, Miss Kat. Thank you for having all of us.
All righty, folks. So, just a reminder, there's going to be another apprenticeship week at Lucky Mojo for graduates of the course, and that will be next month. You can read about it in the newsletter. In May, we have our upcoming Missionary Independent Spiritual Church workshops.
Be sure to sign up for them.
Sign up for them at luckymojo.com/workshops.html. It'll redirect you to the real URL, and you can buy your tickets now. And Ali will be teaching a course in skull sorcery. And I'll be introducing my new book, The Art of Hoodoo Candle Magic, and there's going to be a lot of other people there. And we hope to have a nice turnout and see you there. And I guess that's about it, huh? Good night.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night, everyone.